Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Cookie Jar, brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. Got questions? I need answers. Do you feel bad for the Browns franchise?
I don't understand the question. Why would I feel bad that they made a decision to trade for a guy that has a serial issue to be their quarterback and then pay him a record sum and have not been able to get any production from him? I mean, I don't understand the question.
It's more of a, hey, do you feel like a shared kinship, Midwest losers historically?
Oh, they're the AFC version of the Lions?
Yeah. So, you know, do you relate? Do you feel bad?
No. It's Cleveland. It's Ohio.
I guess I should have known what your answer would be. Heather, yeah. Do you feel bad for the Browns?
Of course not, because I know nothing about the Browns. Why would I feel bad for them?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
They're the Browns.
No.
Tom?
Absolutely not. It's John nailed it with the Watson thing, but you know what? When you have bad ownership, you get what you deserve.
Yeah.
Get in line, buddy. Plenty of teams that have had it tough.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad for them either. I just wanted to know if anybody would say it.
Do you think anybody ever felt bad for the Lions?
Exactly. All right, pick one. You got two choices for this weekend. The Lions lose on Sunday or the Tigers get swept.
Tigers get swept. They could still make it in even if they get swept. And the Lions lose Sunday. I don't want to lose to anyone from Ohio.
I'm going with the Tigers too.
Yeah, right. I mean, it doesn't seem like a hard conversation.
Which one will have a bigger impact on me?
Oh, your household?
Oh, yeah. Confrontational Colin. Yeah. Grumpy Colin.
I don't want the Lions to lose.
I'd rather have the Tigers get swept.
I'd rather have the Tigers get swept.
I'd rather the Lions lose. The playoffs are on the line this weekend. The playoffs aren't on the line for the Lions. I don't want them to lose, but if they do, they'll be fine.
Every game
matters.
If
the Tigers get swept, they might not be fine.
The Lions can win a Super Bowl. The Tigers can't win the World Series.
The Lions could lose this week and win the Super Bowl.
I get that. I want the Lions to start sailing here.
All right.
My life is much easier on Monday if the Lions win on Sunday.
Okay. Best vehicle for a breakfast sandwich. I'm talking bagels, biscuits, croissants, English muffin. What is the best vehicle for your breakfast sandwich?
Oh, I don't even think this is close. I mean, the biscuit can be great, but the biscuit is more you deconstruct that one and you put a little butter and jam on the biscuit. And so it's not the vehicle. It's more vehicle for butter and jam.
Mm-hmm.
Croissant, blah. English muffin is all right. But the bagel is by far the best because it's the biggest. It holds the most.
What kind of bagel?
Well, I'd go with a cheddar jalapeno on top. And then
plain?
No. I know I'm a plain guy, but no. And the best breakfast sandwich is that bagel with a thick layer of cream cheese, a couple of sausage patties, an egg, and then you put some American cheese, some more jalapenos on that, and then a little bit more cream cheese. Mm.
He said breast.
He did.
I did. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the one that you said, to. A bagel sandwich is great. Yeah,
croissants are for girls.
A croissant is going to be my choice.
Thank you, Heather.
A croissant, yeah, for
girls.
Let's
get the proper pronunciation here.
It's for girls?
Yeah.
That's a weird take, but okay.
That's a poll question.
Yeah.
A croissant for girls.
Yeah.
Sure, throw it up.
Or the French.
I will eat croissants, just the croissant, nothing on it, nothing cut or
just
nothing.
Just the croissant. Jeez,
no bad answers here, in my opinion, but I will go with the bagel.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little weird here because I love bagels, but I'm just not the biggest fan of a bagel sandwich. I don't know what it is. It's just some weird oddity with me.
You know what it is for me? It's when you have the bagel sandwich and you go to bite into it, because the bagel is tougher, all your insides just...
Oh, it starts oozing out the... Oh,
or it oozes
perfect.
Up the middle.
Yeah, I know.
I do. I think the question here, the best vehicle, I think the English muffin is.
No.
McDonald's uses them.
They do, and it's
which
fine.
Which instantly eliminates them.
The answer is bagel, and I would go with an everything bagel.
Of course you would.
Not big on the poppy seeds because they get in the teeth.
Yeah.
I like them, but...
There's too much going on there.
When do the shorts get put away?
So I would say never. I will wear shorts.
You're a winter shorts guy?
Oh, absolutely. I'm
add
a winter
them
shorts.
To my list.
A winter shorts guy? Yeah. Hey, yeah, I know. The reasons that Heather hates John, winter shorts guy, and I will wear my flip-flops in the middle of winter too.
Oh, you would.
Uh-huh. Yes. There is absolutely no wrong time, unless you're going to work, to wear shorts.
For me, it's probably like Labor Day. Put them away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Along with all the white.
This is pretty fluid. I'm probably going to wear shorts this weekend. Going to be a little warm. So when we start getting sub 70 consistently, that's when they'll be put away.
Yeah, I guess in public. I mean, I'll wear them at home in the house and stuff in the winter. But out in public, it's pretty much what Greg said. Is that raw October 21st type, you know, in October with the wind and the leaves are flying everywhere. That's when I'm not going in public anymore.
Yeah, Labor Day traditionally, it's been a hotter September, but I don't even think I've worn shorts this month.
No.
Not at home?
I mean, like to go to the gym to work out. Yeah, but like not
we've
at
seen
home.
Your legs. We know why.
When do the Halloween decorations start going out?
So inside, they go out mid-September. Outside, not till October 1.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I got to show you some pictures of our house.
Oh, you got some inflatables?
Heck no, but it's super spooky.
Do you have that skeleton, that like giant
the
obnoxious...
giant skeleton? No, because and I've seen the giant skeleton in some yards.
The huge one?
Yes. Oh yeah,
oh,
it's
no,
like,
I don't
it's like 12
that.
Feet tall. Yep. I've seen it obviously at all the, you know, the Home Depot and Lowe's and all that stuff. The problem I would have with that is, where in the hell are you going to store that for the other 11 months out of the year?
John can't stand having someone taller than him in the house.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple in our neighborhood and in Plymouth that they put the Aiden Hutchinson jersey on the tall skeleton.
They dress him up. And the problem is, because some people don't have anywhere to store them, they leave them up almost all year round. Yeah. And then they decorate them for each holiday.
Right, yeah.
It's the Christmas skeleton.
But those people on my list, too.
Uh-huh, yeah. Here's the Valentine skeleton.
Tom, you want to give us the Irish skeleton impression?
No, I don't. I'm not ready for that this morning.
So
September 2nd. Decorations inside go up. We did our yard. It's different now that we have kids because Emily is super pumped for Halloween this year. So we did the outside earlier. We had those up probably mid-September. And she's so
excited.
Do
just regular pumpkins count as Halloween decorations?
No, that's fall.
Fall? Okay.
Yeah.
So I we haven't done the pumpkins yet either. And obviously we're not going to carve them until we get closer to Halloween. But we're waiting until October 1 to put any of our Halloween decorations out.
Mm. Like, I don't think, in the last couple of years, I just don't think it's been worth the effort to put the Halloween decorations out. So I will do a jack-o'-lantern, but I've usually done that day of. I've done that on Halloween morning.
Yeah, I'm October 1st, like John. It's just a month. Anything more than a month is just too much.
Months have their holiday. Christmas stuff should go out in December. Heather's shaking her head no.
Nope.
Halloween stuff should go out in October. Yes, October 1st.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mm-hmm. Last question. This weekend is National Ghost Hunting Day. Do you believe in ghosts?
Nope.
No, I don't, but I'd like to. Like, I think I've said it before, like, come scare me, ghosts. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
No, I don't believe in ghosts. I have no reason to, but give me a reason and maybe I'd change my mind.
Where do ghosts come from? Like, is there like a parallel universe
where
there's
ghosts?
Yeah, they're
just like in limbo, I guess.
The purgatory?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a flat earth take.
Belief is a choice, Heather. You can choose to believe that now if you'd like. In a Patrick Swayze situation, no, not like there's an invisible ghost behind you, Jim, that no one can see. No, I don't believe. I believe there might be some kind of spirituality, another realm, something like that. But they're not like walking the earth or floating the earth.
Scaring us?
No, yes. No. And when I hear voices, they're just the voices in my head. There's not a ghost behind me whispering to me.
I have the same take I do with aliens. Where's the picture? At all this time and place, with all the amount of available cameras with phones now, there's never been a ghost or an alien caught on camera.
What about Bigfoot? Same
thing. No, same, exactly. Yeah. You know, people want to believe. You nailed it with your take there, Heather. There's an imagination to wanting these things to exist. Mm-hmm. In reality, they don't.
Yeah.
Look, the universe is vast enough. There could be life somewhere, and that would be an alien. I don't believe in ghosts. I do believe in hauntings. Shout out Scott Harris.
Oh.
That is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.